Hare Krishna, everyone. Very good Balaram appearance day to all of you. This is Kalakanta Das. I am speaking from the series of the ministry live interviews. And today we have with us a very honorable guest, His Holiness Niranjana Swami. And we're going to talk about a very important event today, which is the launching of a platform for the benefit of the cow protection in ISKCON. So thank you all for being with us, and stay tuned because there's a lot of exciting news coming for all of you. I'm going to start with Niranjana Swami. Niranjana Swami, welcome. We're very happy to have you here. You're a board member of the ministry, and you've done a great work helping us. So welcome.
Thank you for inviting me. Hare Krishna.
We have a few questions lined up here, and the first one is, Maharaj, people know you a lot as a symbol of devotee care. That's like just last week you gave a beautiful interview with the SPT strategic planning team. And how did you get involved with cow protection?
Well, that's a good question. especially since I have to be honest, I really never really spent that much time with cows or even on a farm. Although I used to visit Gita Nagari quite frequently, I have to say that. And I've also spent significant amount of time at New Vrajadam in Hungary. And I have to say that although I've never lived at a farm, just being around the cows is definitely something that evoked in me, I guess, seeing how much they depend on being protected. And you asked the question, you know, that I've been characteristic known as a person who is devotee care. Yes, I may have that image. I don't know why, only because I put out a book called about devotee care, and I've realized actually after I put out the book, The Caring for Krishna's Devotees, that most people were attracted to the book because of the title. Everybody wants to feel cared for, but by being around cows, I realized and hearing about the importance of cows, and then by associating with devotees who speak a lot about the protection of cows, including your good self, because therefore I have to say that was definitely a catalyst, and because I have a responsibility in places where there are cows, somehow all of that came together as something that I felt would be a worthwhile investment of my attention and time. So certainly I can speak in many different ways, and I probably will speak later, maybe if there's other questions related to it, about how important it is for the cows to be protected. But somehow, as of late, it's hit home. And even more so because of the current circumstances around the world, it's even more so hit home. But that came after I got involved with the platform for the fundraising campaign for the cows.
Wow, that's great. I remember you invited myself to go to Ukraine and Belarus, and it was very interesting how that had an impact in the whole region and how it's developing so nicely. That was a very nice event, and I think a lot evolved from there.
Yes, we could speak a lot about what evolved. I believe that just the attention, which from yourself, from the ministry, I felt was enough to really act as a catalyst to really inspire devotees about the importance of both agriculture and cow protection. And, of course, hearing Srila Prabhupada's instructions about it certainly adds to a very, very important part of motivating people. But I would say that the ministry, for me, was very much a catalyst, and it did have an impact on both Belarus and Ukraine. And as a result is, by your efforts, many devotees have actually have reaped the fruits of your attention to their efforts.
Well, Maharaj, your servant, we're just trying to assist the GBC body, and we're happy when that connection happens. And you just mentioned the vision for cow protection. So what do you understand to be Srila Prabhupada's vision for cow protection?
Well, certainly it was a very broad vision, something that Srila Prabhupada repeated again and again and again about the importance, not so much of protecting cows in the terms of working the bull and raising the cows and because of the milk that they provide. But Srila Prabhupada, I think of many, many different conversations that Prabhupada had of his emphasis about the killing of cows. It's all over Bhagavatam. It's all over his purports. It's repeatedly emphasized in his lectures how pained Srila Prabhupada was that the cows were not being recognized for their actual contribution to human society in terms of being giving their milk, and all they're taking is a little grass, of working the fields. Of course, in most places, they have no conception of the bulls working the fields because they're dependent upon tractors, and they have no realization whatsoever of the value of the cows in terms of their impact in modern economics. Actually, when I think about even what's going on in the world today and how much Srila Prabhupada spoke about the importance of cow protection in terms of, in fact, he said many, many times, if you recall a conversation he had in New Vrindavan, he said, when the cows are happy, they will give abundant supplies of milk. And Prabhupada spoke about that. He spoke about the importance of a simple economy, simple living and high thinking, and how cows are a very vital part of that simple economy. And what to speak of, that simple economy is been demonstrated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, Krishna, and Lord Balaram, whose appearance day is today. In fact, I was just giving a class before coming here, and Prabhupada would quote many times how Krishna was always holding on to a cow and Balaram was always holding on to a plow.
That's and, beautiful.
And he would refer to that many different times, and that they're also demonstrating that this is the way to be living. But unfortunately, modern society has no conception about simple living and high thinking. And I remember back again when there was an article in Back to Godhead many years ago that was entitled "You Can't Eat Nuts and Bolts," and I remember how much when I read that article, it was really had an impact on me at that time. These are things that Prabhupada has emphasized again and again and again, and he showed it by his interest in going to the farm communities, establishing farm communities. And many of the instructions that he gave on cow protection to his leaders right from the very beginning, full emphasis was there that this is the part, a very relevant part of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, which must be kept in focus.
That's a beautiful explanation. We even reminded in his last days when he wanted to go to Gitanagri, and he was mentioning that he would sit in Gitanagri and teach us how to do it. Isn't that so?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, even in his last days, this is what he was thinking about. So the evidence is there.
So Maharaj, why do you think that cow protection today is so important now more than ever before?
Well, I would say today, meaning what's going on in the world today, I'd say it's cow protection and agriculture both are very, 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 or should be very relevant in the forefront of people's minds. Prabhupada even said it. In fact, I read it just a few days ago. It was in a lecture that Prabhupada gave, and then I went back after I heard the lecture and I read it in the transcript of the lecture. Prabhupada specifically was saying, this is not going to last long. He emphasized it. He really emphasized it. And those were his words. This is not going. He says it cannot last long. And he said, because of the sinful activities that Mother Earth has been bearing for so long, and it's, again, because of the killing of cows and so many other sinful reactions which have to come, Prabhupada understood that this cannot last long. We're getting a little glimpse of that, of how what Prabhupada was inferring, his inference was there. This cannot last long. At some point, it's got to give. Everybody is always thinking that we're always riding the crest of the wave, and somehow the economy is going to straighten itself out, and everything is just going to go on forever, and we're going to leave a healthy economy for generations to come. But that kind of foresight is incompatible with the amount of sinful activities which are being actually engaged in modern society. So how important is cow protection now? Well, we're getting a glimpse on it. And I believe even right now with the current pandemic, and I don't want to go so much into trying to analyze the circumstances behind it. We can see many, many reasons behind it. And many purposes are actually fulfilled by it. But ultimately, I believe now is the time with devotees who have farms, who have land, who have cows, should be thinking how to use it to its full potential. I mean, this is the time, more than any time, I should be thinking. It's not the time to, you know, that we may stop be thinking, let's go out and buy land, let's get cows. So what we have now, in fact, even right here in Mayapur, I've been discussing this with the devotees here, and the devotees whose home I'm living in, he just decided, I'm going to go out and start growing food.
Wow, that's beautiful.
And it just showed me today what started, which was just a few months ago. He showed me pictures of the eggplant, of the corn, and the seedlings are growing. Of course, here it's not so easy for cows, but we have the Goshala here in Mayapur. We have so many cows here in Mayapur. And we should be thinking about cow protection and agriculture now more than any time before.
That's incredible, Maharaj. That's a very nice picture that you have showed, how urgent it is. And we get a little distracted because there is so much facilities and we have the idea that this economy is going to last for a long time. And you just mentioned that it's time to use what we have. You're a member of the ISKCON Cow Protection Ministry in Agriculture. What roles could the ministry play in assisting our community to expand cow protection agriculture?
Well, yes, I'm a part of the ministry, and I've been observing how the ministry is functioning in recent times, and I've seen more and more how, as we talked about a little bit before, the ministry has given their expertise and their knowledge and helping devotees to become more focused on self-sufficiency, to become more focused on both through agriculture and cow protection. And I know that the ministry is giving much more focus now than ever before for helping the devotees through teaching, to establishing courses and at certification, also of... I remember you developed a certification of readiness, for instance, that you're certifying that the particular properties where they're going to have cows, they have to show they're ready to take them, because sometimes people take, it's nice to have a cow, but they don't understand the potential consequences. Or just like sometimes devotees, they think, it'd be nice if I began worshiping deities. And somebody gives them a shila, and then after a few years, they start thinking, well, I didn't realize how much is involved in the worship of the shila, and they give it up. And it's the same thing with protecting cows. And the devotee should be fully well informed in terms of the certification of readiness to accept cows, both in what is the land, the amount of pasture land which is required, what is the amount of work that is required, what is the protection of the land, so the land is never usurped and taken away from the cows. And cow protection means forever, right? And that they will be protected. And this is what makes happy cows. So I believe that the ministry is definitely very positively working in this direction. And that's why I feel so much inspired to be a part of it, and to whatever help and whatever I can, whatever way I can, to help promote what the ministry is doing to serve the needs of the devotees who are taking up cow protection and agriculture. It's not a ministry that has any other purpose except to facilitate what they already have and to give them the know-how, how they can improve it and move forward with it.
That's very, very great vision, Maharaj, that you're giving. And we are very grateful that this network is expanding. It's a whole group of devotees working. And when the leadership comes, it's very ensuring for our members who are on the farms. And you just mentioned how more people can get involved. So how could more people get involved? And before you do answer, I just want to introduce, I'm sorry I haven't done it yet, we have with us Nitin Sharma, who is a brilliant person, very successful in the business world. He's a CEO of a great big company called Rock Salt. Am I right?
BlackRock.
BlackRock. I always say BlackRock. I'm sorry. Rock Salt. Right. And but he has done an amazing work in such a short time, and you will hear from him just in the sequence what he's done with this platform. So Nitin Sharma, welcome. And in a moment, we'll pass the word for you. But Maharaj, how could more people get involved in this? And Nitin is one example. He's been in.
Yes, actually, I wanted to save the best for last. That actually, the way Nitin got involved is just really, and I'm so inspired. So inspired in the way that he has got involved with this project, and what the potential that he has for this project. And I've realized that the abilities that he has for helping, and of course, he's just simply one example, but I believe that the project in itself is something which can inspire people who have skills, who have knowledge, as Krishna himself said, prana artha diya vacha, that one can give his prana, his life, his artha, his wealth, his diya, his words, and vacha, his words, and his intelligence. So Krishna was saying that in so many different ways that people can come forward and contribute to this effort, and Nitin, I believe, has definitely caught a strong foothold in this project of cow protection and the platform that he came forward to voluntarily. It was his idea to build this platform. It was his idea, and I'm sure he might relate how the idea came about, but it just so happens we were sitting next to each other on an Air India flight from Kolkata to Delhi, and that's how the seed of this platform began. And I'm not going to tell it. I'll let Nitin tell the story, but that's how the seed began. And I didn't really have it in mind that that he would be working with the Ministry of Cow Protection and he would be doing something for cows. He came forward and volunteered it. And I said, yes. That's all I had to say was yes. And that was it. That's how it all started. He took over.
Well, and I'm sure those of you who are listening, you could appreciate how much Nitin has done. He's going to explain to us. So Nitin, the first question, how did you meet Maharaj? He already introduced that. How was that meeting?
Indeed. Firstly, thank you for inviting me, and thank you to Maharaj and Kalyan Prabhu. I think it's an honor to share the platform with you both. Yes, I think it's a funny story how I met Maharaj, because I was in a very short trip to India. That time I was in New York, and then I went to London, and I was meant to go to Delhi or India for 4 to 5 days. I spent in Vrindavan, and I meant to be, for a personal reason, for 24 hours in Calcutta. And the Calcutta trip, on my way back, I just underestimated, being in Calcutta for the first time, how busy that city also is. And I get very late for my flight. As I get late for the flight, I get to the check-in, and they say to me, sorry, sir, we can't let you in. You're too late. And I do my plea, because I had to fly to London next day. I said, if I miss this, then everything changes. Suddenly, they changed my seat, and they say, just run as fast as you can. And then I was like, I just took an energy drink and just ran to the gate to get in before they were about to close. So I get in, and luckily, what I find is that I am sitting next to a Maharaj. And this is like when a kid goes into a candy shop and feel excited that he has now landed the biggest opportunity. I was just now then waiting. It's a very short flight, and I was waiting for that moment when I can grab Maharaj's attention for 2 minutes, or just to say Hare Krishna. And that actually happened very quickly. Somehow I caught Maharaj's attention, and we started talking. I remember I told Maharaj, that Maharaj, I just actually was in Vrindavan, and my family journey has been that I grew up in a Brahmin family in India, in Delhi, and my mother in particular believed hugely in Krishna consciousness. So I spent all my birthdays going to Vrindavan, and my birthday present always was getting double the money so I can buy more garlands for Radha Shyam Sundar. That's the memory I have of my birthdays. And I started to share with Maharaj, and one thing led to another. One thing I always wanted to do, which I learned growing up in my family and also from being involved in ISKCON for several years, was that cow protection is a big thing. Cow protection is mentioned huge by Prabhupada, it's huge in our Vedic scriptures, and certainly growing in our family, there was a huge importance given to worshipping the cow and what we can do. In many scriptures, it's also written that one of the biggest donations in life one could give is donating a cow. So I grew up with that mindset, and ever since wanted to get involved, and from there planted the seed of coming up with a crowdfunding platform where I was bringing the business knowledge of what's being done in a for-profit organizations of raising capital to taking it to a new platform, from crowdfunding to cow funding, which would be a new phrase, hopefully, which will go live today.
So Nitin, what do you do? Tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, what is your position?
Yeah, sure.
Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, so I grew up in India, and I moved to England in 2002 to study at University of Warwick. I did a computer science degree, and then I started my career in London in a company called Barclays Global Investors, which is arm of a retail bank of Barclays in UK. In about 2009, the company was bought by BlackRock. So BlackRock is the largest asset management company in the world. They manage over $7.5 trillion of money. And the shared responsibility as a fiduciary of BlackRock is, when companies come and give us the money, we invest them in the financial markets for them to give them the return. I started my career as a technologist because when you're growing up in India in the 2000s, either you become a doctor or you become like a computer person. And I think I was too soft to cut and see blood. So I think I only had one choice to go for computer science. So I did that degree, started my career as a software engineer. and realized that I actually, what I really enjoyed more than finance technology was finance. So I was offered the role to be a fund manager at BlackRock, where I manage huge sums of money with a big group of team over anywhere between $6 billion to $110 billion, and using quantitative models to invest in the market. I did that for several years for the company, and then moved up the ranks to work very closely with the executive team of BlackRock in driving strategic priorities. And recently, I got an opportunity to go to New York, where I co-authored another index called BlackRock Sovereign Sustainability Index, which is the first index which ranks countries on environment, social, and governance with the World Bank. And I took up on a new role as the Chief Operating Officer of Global Trading at BlackRock for Asia and EMEA, where I am based in London. And my responsibility is to make sure that BlackRock trades efficiently as possible, because there's a huge amount of trading which happens by us, probably the largest in the world. And my role is to make it efficient in how strategically we grow our business. But alongside all that, I just take a huge, huge keen interest in Krishna consciousness and be in the company of which I am right now.
That's wonderful. And what is your, we are talking about the launching of the GoFund Cows platform. And so you're going to introduce that. So I'd like to hear from you what it is and what is your vision for that platform?
Yes. So the motivation of Kame was twofold. Firstly, a couple of years ago, on my birthday, I wanted to donate for the cows sitting in London. And it wasn't very easy. It wasn't easy to find the right websites which gave very transparent information of which cows, where we can donate. And I did, I recall, I did manage to donate to one of the websites I found, but I wasn't too sure where exactly the money went. So always at the back of my mind, I had this, that there was, there has to be a some better way for devotees around the world to be able to connect with the cows, to be able to connect with the Goshalas. And secondly, what I have seen being founder of a few businesses and being investor is that crowdfunding has become a new way for people to raise capital. People are not even raising it for nonprofit, but today what you will find is several startups now go out to the world and say, this is my idea and I would like to raise capital. And people from all walks of life come and say, we will support you. Some of the biggest businesses in the world today started with the crowdfunding platforms, and now they have a valuation of over $1 billion. So my conversation with Maharaj kind of continued from airline to then seeing him in New York, where I thought that a crowdfunding platform where devotees around the world can come and share their common vision to help the Goshalas can be made possible in a more transparent way so that they can see where their money is going, but also become part of this much larger movement. Because if we all come together, we can do a lot and we will be able to great deal of our service and make Maharaj, make the ministry, make Prabhupada and make Radha Krishna happy up there that we are doing what we should be doing.
That's wonderful. We have produced a video and you are, would you like to show that video?
Yes, it will be wonderful to play that video. And the motivation of this video is to talk a little bit about GoFundCows, and the URL, if you're listening, is gofundcows.org, O-R-G. You can go there and you have the ability to support the Goshalas, which we are going live today, which are three, the Goshala in Vrindavan, Goshala in Russia, and the Goshala in Brazil, and also support the campaign. So before we call you in with the questions, let's play the video.
Sanatan Dham, the root which has spawned the many branches of Hinduism that we know today, the cow plays one of the most important roles. Many of the major deities from many parts of India have a significant connection with the cow. The most beautiful is that of Lord Krishna. He spent much of the beginning of his life cow herding within the sacred village of Vrindavan. And even today, wherever there is an image of Lord Krishna, the cow is right behind him. Krishna is Gopal, the friend and protector of cows. Govinda, as he gives pleasure to cows. Govardhan, the nourisher of cows. Srila Prabhupada had a great desire that we take care of, love, and honor Krishna's cows. But often we ask the biggest question, how we can help. GoFundCows.org gives you the opportunity to make your contribution and help this movement of cow protection. From crowdfunding to cow funding. Now, people around the world will have the opportunity to bring a touch of home and Vedic tradition with them by donating for cows around the world. Go Seva! You all have the ability to create global change by helping all the ISKCON-affiliated Goshalas to help look after and love those cows for the pleasure of Krishna, Radharani, and Srila Prabhupada.
Okay, so we're back, and that video actually explains how it works. Would you like to give any more insight on the...
Indeed. So the platform GoFundCows used the ability to unite all the Goshalas around the world as a one single platform where devotees now can actually be able to donate for the cows and for the Goshalas. As we have spoken to several Goshalas on this journey of launching this platform, the Goshalas do need help, and sometimes just having the devotees locally present is not sufficient. But what technology today enables us as in this world is, it can connect all of us wherever we are sitting in the world. It is an example today that we are sitting at three different continents and we are able to connect on a single platform. So GoFundCows does have the same motivation that people around the world can be connected to one single mission of Cow Seva and Go Seva by donating on a monthly basis and any small amount from $5 up to the amount you would like to help the Goshalas run their business or run their organization in a most efficient manner. But also, at the same time, one of the big concept of crowdfunding is around campaigns. And on GoFundCows, all Goshalas have the ability to launch their campaign for a particular cause. Now, this could be a Goshala might need money for buying brushes for the cows or to open a new shelter or build a new shelter. So through GoFundCows, we devotees around the world will be able to now help them achieve that. And what this also as a platform brings is huge amount of transparency where you will know where the money is going and you will be able to follow the story through our newsletters as the Goshalas progress on their journey of achieving their mission.
Oh, that's great. And so what would be some of the benefits of this approach? You mentioned transparency, you mentioned participation.
Indeed. So one of the biggest benefit from a Goshala perspective, if we see, is that they have now the ability to connect to the world. As a technology platform, it has the reach to go to anyone who has an internet and whether a smartphone or a laptop or a computer, and which is otherwise is very difficult through an offline research and marketing process where you're waiting for people to walk in to tell them who you are. So firstly, this platform for Goshalas, it unlocks huge amount of devotees who want to be part of this movement. And before they couldn't, but now they can be part of this movement to help the Goshalas reach. And from a devotee perspective, what this massively addresses is what I had a concern or a wish a couple of years ago. Or on my birthday, I just wanted to donate more toward the cows and I didn't know where to go and what to do. So from a devotee perspective as well, you just don't need to be close to a Goshala to be able to part of it. You could be sitting like 8,500 miles right now from India and I can donate for a Goshala in Vrindavan. It's a very satisfying feeling when one can do So this platform doesn't just benefit the Gaushalas, but it also gives an immense amount of satisfaction to the devotees who can be part of this movement and a concept. What we call is as a Gauparivar, and this is a concept which we have launched here, where we all become a part of a family of helping the cows, and we will have a digital wall where all the devotees who will be donating their photo will go on this digital wall, as we will call it as our digital Gauparivar, which will be all virtual, but yet bringing us together on one of the Prabhupada's, one of the most important points he stressed upon.
So this is wonderful, because from a ministry perspective, the ministry has the function to assist the Gaushalas. So this is our development agency arm. We are reaching out the Gaushalas, not only with the trainings, but also with the ability to help them in some specific development aspect. Like you mentioned, Russia is requesting some brushes. I think Brazil, Nova Gokula, is requesting some shelter and planting for the winter. And Vrindavan is coming up with their campaign somewhere along solar energy, maybe something like that is coming up. So more and more Gaushalas can participate, and soon we have a platform which can actually serve all these Gaushalas and all these projects.
Indeed. And yeah. The idea is that on today, as we launch this platform, we have gone live with 3 Gaushalas, but over the coming months, we will be onboarding several other Gaushalas to come on our platform. And the devotees around the world can either select a single Gaushala which is close to their heart, or if they feel like they would rather support all the Gaushalas, they can certainly select an option to support all Gaushalas, where their money would be equally distributed among all the Gaushalas, or if they would like to serve and help with a single campaign, that is also possible, because your success would be clearly measurable in those circumstances, because you are supporting a campaign, and the success of that would be the delivery, which the Gaushalas will be able to prove as the campaigns get close.
That's wonderful, because I'm just going to show very quickly here. The ministry has recently started a process of adding Gaushalas around the world in a directory, and we actually, this is what it looks like. So from here, you can see we have many continents, and every continent you have number of projects, number of already registered projects. And if you just have a look at the home, it just shows us the amount of, we have 110 projects in ISKCON at the moment registered. We have 3,000 cows, 448 calves, 384 bulls, 708 oxen, and approximately for the data we have, we are producing 2,361 liters of ahimsa milk a day. And then the Gaushalas have their certification process right here in a very simple 4 steps. And for everyone, you can just see your Gaushala in a global map, see how many cows they have, their address. It's all very, very practical. So for us, this information is becoming more and more transparent for the congregation, for the members, and the GoFund Cows is the platform where all this information can come together.
Yes, and indeed, and I think there's a huge amount of innovation which has gone into the business sector over the years, which has changed how they raise capital. And I think there's a lot of learning one can take from that sector into the nonprofit sector and apply and equally be successful in being more creative in raising capital for the Gaushalas or for any nonprofit in terms of achieving the targets, because sometimes it is challenging when you depend on the local people to support, because sometimes the targets and objectives are far bigger than the local community supporting. So I think I am grateful for that Air India flight with Maharaj, that vision today is becoming live And if that flight wouldn't have happened, I don't know how we would have made this possible. So we would love that if all of you who are listening and listen afterwards to come and support by your donation and let us know what you think.
Well, wonderful to hear that. And today is a very special day, Niranjana Swami. Today is Balaram appearance day, Jayanti. Can you tell us a little bit about the importance of us launching this platform to help Krishna's cows on Balaram's day?
Well, interesting. Just before coming for this interview, I was speaking from both the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Gopal Champu, and we were relating the pastimes of how Krishna and Balaram were, and Gopal Champu is described, they were very, very eager to go out and to take care of the cows. When Nanda Maharaj used to go to the pasturing grounds with all the cows, they would also go out and they would interact with the cows and with Nanda Maharaj and sit on his lap. And his mother Jasoda, she was very concerned because Krishna was still in his Kumara age, still a very young boy, and she didn't want so much for Krishna to go out yet. She felt it wasn't time. And but he had a very, very deep interest to be with the cows. So, and Balaram as well. So they had a discussion, and Mother Jasoda expressed her desire that maybe sometime later, but not right now. And Krishna and Balaram, they didn't like that. So one day, they actually snuck out to go out and to be in the pasturing grounds with Nanda Maharaj and the cows. But it turns out they took the wrong road and they went in the wrong direction. So that became another concern for Mother Jasoda, that these two boys are so intent on being with the cows that finally Nanda Maharaj had to speak to Jasoda and to find some kind of compromise. Well, maybe we should let Balaram and Krishna take care of the calves someplace near the village, so at least he'll be with the calves, the younger calves, and he won't go so far out into the pasturing grounds, and he'll be close enough so that you don't have to be worried about him. So then this was described in Gopal Champu of what happened, how it evolved, how Krishna and Balaram gradually started to take care of the calves. And of course, as we know, that when at the time of Gopastami, when that was the time when they were actually coming out of their Kamara age and entering into their Paganda age from the age of 6 to 10, that's when the cowherd men, they decided, let's make all arrangements for Krishna and Balaram to go out into the pasturing grounds to take the cows out into the pasturing grounds. And that's when we told the story from the Bhagavatam, from the 15th chapter, that on their first day going out to the pasturing grounds with the cows, and a small incident happened to happen at that time. And it was an incidental affair. And that's what the cowherd boys who went with Krishna and Balaram, they explained how they had understood that there was some fruits in the nearby forest. And they wanted to get these fruits. And that's where Krishna and Balaram entered into the forest of Talavant and took care of Dainakasura on their first journey out into the pasturing ground.
All right, that's a good entrance.
And it ends, but after Dainakasura and all his cohorts were taken care of, because the cows were never able to go there because it was so, nobody would go there for fear for their lives. The grass was so green, was so beautiful, that it merely created a wonderful place for all the cows that Krishna had Balaram had been taken and took them into the Talavan forest, and they began grazing on the wonderful green grass. So right. Krishna and Balaram themselves very, very eager to be with the cows, so much eager that Nanda Maharaj and Jasoda had to find a way to get them to be with the calves until they were ready to go out and to take care of the cows. And that's something we can learn from their pastimes.
Wow, that's wonderful, Mara. That's really exciting. So a big connection. And there's some questions coming up on our comments. There's some concerns. I think Ruchira Mataji made a question, which is interesting. She's asking, I think this is more like a technical question, Nitin. Maybe you could.
Yeah, sure. So the question is, who will organize the distribution of the funds and see that it's not wasted? This is actually the framework has been developed in partnership with the ministry, that we would have the full audit trail of all the funds which are being raised and how they get distributed, and then also an audit process which happens with the Gaushalas, especially around the campaigns for what they're raising and what the money is being used for, to be able to match. And all the Gaushalas will have the full incentive to be able to adhere to that process, to be part of this platform where we're investing a huge amount of capital of our own to be able to do the search engine optimization and advertising so that this platform can reach out to a lot of people. So this would, the answer is the ministry, and we will be doing a very close success measurement of everything which is being raised.
I'm very happy with your answer, because the answer itself shows that it's a development agency. So the more efficiently that these funds are used in, the better chance of having a second campaign and people responding to it. So the transparency will be key for the success of the platform, the campaigns, right? And we have also Lalita Gopi Mataji making another question, and she's also concerned about funds, and that's what she asks.
Yes, so the question here is, sometimes the donations that are given for the cows go to temple maintenance. How will you ensure honestly, integrity, and transparency? Srila Prabhupada warned that a cow program could become a frontal for accumulation of funds. It's a very valid point, and it has been discussed several times on our journey to launching this platform, and the audit framework which we have put in place will make sure that this thing does not happen. And we would be very, and that was also one of the reasons for going with a fewer Gaushalas on day one, really was to be able to, for us to control this and then see how we scale. We didn't want it to go with 100 Gaushalas on day one and find ourselves that we would not be able to manage the process of auditing and seeing what is being done and how money is being used. But with the smaller Gaushala and the fewer Gaushalas at the beginning would allow us to have that framework very carefully tested. But the team will be spending a lot of time with the Gaushalas as the money gets dispensed, as how it gets used for cow protection and the Gaushalas.
That's a great answer. Niranjan Swami is a GBC member. That's also another aspect that we could discuss, is we can have some education mechanism process where Gaushalas tend to be more authentic in terms of what they connect to, what they use that donation for. Would you think that's something for us to take to a higher level of leadership?
Very much so. Actually, Nitin referred to our meeting in New York. And when we met in New York, the discussion of transparency was our point of focus practically for the whole time that we were together. I mean, we had some other nice talks for sure, but when we actually came down and to discuss the GoFound Cows platform, transparency was a key integral part. And I believe that because of the points that have already been raised in these questions, if it's not there, then as you have rightfully said, then there'll be no future for those who want to come onto this campaign. And therefore, I believe it should be incremental in terms of what they're actually wanting to get from the platform. If they can show in an incremental way, and if we can watch it from this platform, that incrementally they're doing it, they're using it, they're transparent, then they'll become certainly much more beneficial for them. It's for them. It's for the Gaushalas. And it's for the cows. Nobody else is getting anything from this platform. And I'm fully confident. I mean, spending the time that I spent with Nitin, I know for sure where Nitin Tarde is, and I know what he wants to happen with this campaign, and he's not going to let that happen. GBC are not. Nitin is not going to let that happen.
Yes, I can assure you, Maharaj, working closely with him, he's been very consistent in keeping it very much to the point we save in doing things that we find the most efficient way to do things so that things go. There is a very nice, interesting comment from Dinesh Sharana Prabhu. He's from Spain, and he is doing a very good work there in protecting cows. And you want to read his question, Nitin?
Yeah, sure. So this is a great point. And he says, we make campaign in Spain food for cows, but we have other priorities also. So this is a great, having a global platform to fulfill other needs of cow. Absolutely. This is one of the reasons why we are here, to allow the Goshalas to open campaigns to be able to raise capital for them. So certainly, please get in touch, and you will be able to, once your Goshalas are onboarded on the platform, to be able to use the campaign facility to launch your campaigns and run it, and also raise capital above and beyond just the food.
Rupa Goswami, he is in Vrindavan. He's bringing a question which is relevant. I think we touched on it, but it's worthwhile bringing his question.
Sure. So the question here is, unless our goshalas are connected with the farming, the bulls and the cows are becoming burden, and we are just inviting donation just to maintain them. Cows, Sindhwadan, and cow-based natural farming only can help to serve the cows better. So it's, I think Maharaj and Kalakant Prabhu already mentioned that in the beginning, that how this goes side by side.
Exactly. And something the ministry has been working quite deeply is how to integrate the cows and the farming, because they're one ecosystem. And when we look from an ecosystem perspective, I think that's what Rupa Goswami is referring to, it becomes much easier. Instead of having all your price on milk, you can have on so many items like fertilizers and medicines, and then you start the farming. That's when their whole ecosystem becomes very much alive and diluted. So I thank you, Rupa Goswami. That's a beautiful question. And I think we get a blessing here from Sugopi Tunga Vidya. I think she has a very nice blessing. And Maharaj, I think this is a blessing, asking for your blessings. May Lord Balaram give his power and blessing to this project.
Hare Krishna. Asking for my blessing.
Yes.
Blessing you already got. Certainly my blessing. Whatever I can do, I can give. I always have to put in disclaimers when I give a blessing, because I'm not sure I can invoke divine intervention. But I'm sure praying for the success of this project, that's for sure. I am praying for the success. I can see the value of it, and I can see how much can actually be done for the cows. You know, more than anything else, for the cows. Just as you said in the beginning, you asked me the question about devotee care. Well, you got me onto the platform of cow care. And believe me, and I feel now that they are more and much more dependent in many respects than even some of our devotees. And therefore, this is my prayer, that this will become an instrumental platform for taking care of the cows. And I simply pray that those who are doing it locally can understand the benefit of this platform and keep the integrity of the platform, so it can grow and grow. That's certainly, the potential is there on this platform. And it's up to everybody to do their part to keep the integrity of the platform. Then blessings can be effective. And that's my humble request.
John. Well, on that note, I'd like to we're coming to an end. So I'd like to thank you very dearly, Niranjana Swami Maharaj, for your support and your inspiration. And also Nitin Sharma, who's been like consistent, has been very determined and has so much knowledge. And I feel enthusiastic that a lot of devotees can be part of it. So I'd like to thank you all very much and pray that this platform really serves all ISKCON Goshalas for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kala. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you for inviting